may put some shade on the mule to it.
Who did that?
Must have just in that book or a pair of Richmond. He ordered it in Steele County, he took shade. And I put some shade on the front end of it and put him a seat up there. He drove the mule in town and gave his groceries in it. And left another new part sitting at the house. Got talking about, one day got talking about his peas, you know, how hard time it was and everything. He said, well, he was scared to cut his fingers. Every time he cut it, wouldn't be nothing but pea liquor run out.
Yeah.
And we saw me around Morris Station, Quitman County.
Right. You raised up mostly in this county.
Oh, yeah. Come on, Navy County. Go on, Ship. Go on, now.
In the 7th District?
In the 7th District.
Now, can you tell me about the school you went to, that sort of thing? What was it like when you came up?
The first school I ever remember going to was Balkan School.
Uh-huh.
It's right between the Criddle Mill and Georgetown. And the next school we went to and probably moved in deeper down in Quitman County on the old Avery place back over there. He sent us into a school called Rocky Mount School. It's a little old country school, you know. Well, like an old school up there by the church, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We had to walk about 5 miles, and then they got us a one-horse wagon, fixed us a covered wagon, put a canvas over it, put this old tub in there with some dirt in it, and put us a little fire in it, you know, keep warm going to school. That old way we had to go to school. Part time I had to go barefoot, didn't have no shoes. I'm saying that was 1933 and 32, I remember that. Well, what did you? With us, I seen folks do most anything to get something to eat, but with us, we were brave most we had. And Papa saw me or two and farm too. And we kept plenty to eat, see to that. Ready meat, our own meat, kept plenty of milk and butter and steak, homemade sausage, had grist milk, ran our own meal.
Yeah. Now, the house that you built, that you lived in, you moved out of that house. What were most of the houses made like in those days?
They made so most of the houses back, like where George Jackson lived up there, didn't
they?
Somehow it was, but there was no seal inside, nice inside, most of the houses. T-mark, you know, there was a T-shape and all. And many people have big fine houses in. They take Mr. Krill, old Krill, now he had about a nice house. That house still sitting there, you know, but a nice house on the wall.
Uh-huh.
Well, Quitman County. You know, do you know where Stanley's still at?
That's up in Quitman County?
Yeah.
I think I've seen it.
You see, up on the hill from there, you up on the hill, you see a big white house up there. That's where Walter Crill was bred and born.
Yeah.
That's where his daddy. Walter Crill gave my daddy an anvil. And he said it was his great granddaddy's anvil.
Uh-huh.
I still got it here. And it got a date on it, but I don't know exactly the date. I think it's money. We can go out there and see it. Straight and see the date on that thing.
We'll have a look at it in a minute. did you ever see log houses back then, Bill?
Oh, yeah. We moved over.